have about a million text messages and a million emails and everything else regarding our topic that we had in the first hour of the show. The young woman from Fargo who suffered the brain injury as a result of, without question, there was some horse players, some goofing around going on. At least that's what the story sounds like. Need to change gears, need to change topics, but we can certainly get back to some of those text messages, some of those emails, and we'll take more phone calls later in the show. Clearly, judging by pretty much every email, not everyone, but pretty much everyone, and a lot of the phone calls, most of the phone calls, every phone call, people disagree with me, is that they don't view it as the fault of the owner of the car as much as they view it as the fault of the young woman. And I'm getting blasted to 1,000 smithereens here, but need to just change gears. We can go back to it later on the program. I want to welcome in to start the second hour of the Mike McFeely Show, Derek Wallbank. He's with Bloomberg News Service in Washington, D.C., and he is boots on the ground. And I know Derek loves that phrase, boots on the ground in D.C. covering the government shutdown. Hello, Derek Wallbank. Are your boots firmly rooted right now in an empty U.S. Capitol, or what's happening?
Mike, I am on the third floor of the U.S. Capitol, just outside the House chamber right now. We're waiting for a vote series sometime around 6 o'clock our time, about 5 o'clock your time, on the latest House Republican move in this sort of CR chess match.
Oh, a CR. I thought you said a CF. I'm sorry. A CR chess match. So what? Explain mechanically what is going to happen. What's coming up next? I mean, you mentioned what it's going to be a House move here, but what do you expect to happen? Is the shutdown going to end anytime soon? Maybe is this the question to get to?
Short answer, no. Long answer is what's basically happening here is government shut down at midnight last night Eastern. The next step here that the House is going to take is they're looking at things that are high visibility impacts of a government shutdown, things like the national parks being closed. And so they're going to pass three bills, or they're going to try to pass three bills, I should say, to keep those things open. So it would allow the national parks open. It would allow the District of Columbia to still operate and do things like that. That's what we're looking at next. What you'll see a lot of debate on is probably the story of the day out here. It was a group of Honor Flight World War II veterans, a bunch of 90-year-old folks who were on a flight from Mississippi and another group on from Iowa into Washington to go see the World War II memorial. It was fenced off. And so what happened is they actually took down the barricade, stormed the World War II memorial, and went about their visit anyway.
You know, I saw part of that story, and that's incredibly interesting. And I think most people would agree that since this group made its way to D.C., that they did the right thing. They probably broke the law in one way or another, but I think that nobody's going to disagree with what they tried to do. What's going to be the consequence? Anything that's going to happen?
Good luck arresting a 90-year-old World War II veteran.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think the nation stood and applauded if you read the story. I stood up in my office and went, yeah, good for them. I can't blame them.
I can't think of a more unpopular thing that you could possibly do. And that's really what House Republicans are going to try and do later today, is they're going to sit there and they're going to point to those World War II veterans. Actually, a bunch of House Republicans went over to the World War II memorial to help them do it.
Oh, sure. Oh, yes. Yeah. Never pass up a good photo op.
Oh, never do. And, so they went over there and did that. And, they're going to take the House floor and do that. Now, Democrats have already rejected that. There's some talk that they might actually do this under a procedure called suspension of the rules. And the thing to know about that is that that requires a 2/3 vote for passage rather than a simple majority. And so Republicans would actually need Democratic votes to pass it that way. So if they actually do that and they make this under suspension, then you're going to have Democrats have an opportunity to try and kill this. But I think part of the point from Republicans is to take popular things that the federal government does and make Democrats have to try and vote no on those particularly. The thing here, Mike, is this is all part of a who can be labeled more responsible for a shutdown game that's going on right now.
That's completely what the game is. There's no doubt about it. And right now, just judging by my program, Derek, and I'm sure you understand this very well, it breaks down utterly along party lines. You know, if you're a Democrat in North Dakota or Minnesota right now, you're blaming the Tea Party Republicans. If you're a Tea Party Republican, you're blaming Obama for this. I mean, it's the blame game.
No, it absolutely is. And the thing, you know, it's interesting because you see these lobbed back and forth. And I was here till 3 o'clock in the morning watching these get lobbed back and forth and back and forth, and back and forth. And then we shut down and, you know, you can say who held the House, the hot potato at the end of the day. That was House Republicans. You can say that the Senate has voted on the Republican plan. They voted every one of them down along party lines. That the House hasn't technically taken up a clean continuing resolution, which is to say funding the government at current levels with no other policy writers. That hasn't happened yet. Some people are saying, well, that may be a way out of this. But at this point, how would you do that? That's been ruled out so many times that at some point you get to a point where somebody wins, somebody loses, you know, and finding a way for both sides to get out of it and save face gets really, really difficult. The thing that we're hearing now is a lot of talk about the debt ceiling. That theoretically, we're supposed to reach the debt limit where we can't do anything more to stave it off sometime around the 17th of this month, and there's been some talk that maybe you'd have a solution rolled together. How that would look, who knows, because, again, you're back to the same thing. Republicans want to use this leverage opportunity to roll back or stop the health care law that, you know, exchanges just opened today, and Democrats say they're not going to negotiate. Here we sit. The difficulty is that the government shutting down is inconvenient. You breach the nation's full faith and credit. You've got another set of problems on your hand.
Derek, I'm going to let you go. And the reason I'm kind of cutting this short is because I understand that Senator Heidi Heitkamp has, I don't know if she's made an announcement or if it's, you know, if we're going to break the news here on the show, but what I'm hearing kind of behind the scenes that she's going to turn down her congressional pay as long as the government shutdown is going on. And I don't want to put words in the senator's mouth, but I understand we're expecting a phone call from her in just a couple of minutes here. So I'm going to let you go. Not that I don't respect you, but I'm going to take the United States Senator before you, Derek, and find out from the horse's mouth what exactly is going on, okay?
Tell Senator Heitkamp hi from me.
I will, Derek. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming on. It's Derek Wallbank of the Bloomberg News Service out of Washington, D.C.